Get out!
Let's go.
That's Dwight Armstrong, my stepfather. Accent on step. He's a lawyer by profession, but he spends most of his time as head of the Friends of Fish and Wildlife, an extremist pro-mammal group up here in Vermont. Almost all of its members, male and female, look just like Dwight. My real dad died in a motorcycle wreck when I was 6. 2 years later, Mom hooked up with Mr. Personality here. It has not been a barrel of laughs. There was a certain poignancy, though, about today's hunting party. It was my last evening at home. Tomorrow I was off to New York to begin my first year at New York University Film School. A freshman. That was me. My farewell dinner was a typically raucous and hilarious affair. Full of warm, good feelings.
There, that should cover.
Afterwards, Dwight gave me $600 in spending money.
Thank you, Dwight.
And extended a hearty handshake.
That everything in New York ain't always what it seems. You might get fooled if you come from out of town, but I'm down by law and I know my way around. Too much, too many people, too much. Too much, too many people, too much. A castle in the sky, run by high, built to shelter the rich.
Where's the subway, please? That way?
That's right. You're welcome.
Hi, I'm
watching up the avenue. Gotta do just to get by. A
sorry. Forget about it. He's out like a light. The shame of the cities. Are you all right? Nothing broken?
Yeah, I'm okay.
Oh, some nasty spill you took.
I'm okay.
You sure? How about I give you a hand with those bats?
Oh.
No, thanks.
I'm fine.
You're a smart kid. Rule number one. Don't let anybody touch your bag unless you know that person and can verify that he's been bonded.
Great. Thanks a lot.
Now, I happen to be bonded, which is your good fortune. Good morning. Who's this stranger talking to me, you're asking yourself? Well, it's Victor Ray, general manager of the Victor Ray Car Service. You're on your way to college, may I hazard a guess?
Yeah, New York University.
Good school.
Thanks. I thought I knew where the subway was. Do you know?
Oh, yeah, but you don't want the subway.
Yes, I do. I want the subway.
See you later, babe.
Okay, it's over there. Kid, here in New York, we have three distinct social classes. A, people who make $1 billion a day and get laid in some tower every night. B, people who live in Times Square and eat Yankee Doodles on the sidewalk. And C, guys like me, guys who I like to call the glue of society. We go, forget about it. All hell's going to break loose.
Talking about rich against poor.
We're right on the brink here. It's cute. And you come with your uncle. For $65, you get an air-conditioned ride and total peace of mind.
No, I can't afford that.
That's the new rate. I can still take you for the old rate, which is 50.
No, it's out of my league.
How much can you go for?
Go for? I don't know.
Let's say 40, which for me is almost charity.
It's impossible. No, $10 I can manage.
$10? For complete delivery and security in a mint condition Bonneville? Hey, I gotta eat too.
I can't do better. It's okay, listen, I'm gonna I'll walk or I'll take a bus.
All right, $10. Come on, I'll take you for $10. But on one condition. You gotta promise me you don't tell anybody I took you for $10. Word gets out and I'm finished.
I won't tell a soul.
Okay, follow me. I'll park down the street in a reserve spot. Let's go, come on. Watch out! Suicide attempt, right?
Bigger than I had imagined.
That's true of so many things that might happen. And the other boroughs, too. Don't get me wrong. There's tremendous things in Queens. Go to the truck, kid. It opens electronically from the inside. And make sure you take everything. You'd be surprised how many people are excited to be in New York.
I had been in New York for 19 minutes and 11 seconds, and I was already ruined.
Action. The roommate enters. Come on in. Come on. Don't be afraid. That's it. Come right in. I'm holding you in, like, what we call a medium shot. Really lovely shot. Very cinematic.
Listen, my name is Clark Kent.
A little confused. I like it. I like it. It sells. You think in front of a camera. That's very good. I like that in my actors. Wonderful. I'm moving in now. I'm not sure about the shoot.
Is this the right room?
Cut.
That's a wrap. Check it, kids.
Hello?
Yeah. You're?
Steve Boschek.
How do you do?
Really nice to meet you.
I guess I should go to the police now.
Clark, Kojak is a fictional character.
No?
Don't involve the police.
So I'm just a victim.
Clark, everybody in this city is a victim. Welcome to New York.
Well, I'm deeply moved.
Sir, I understand your position. I'm just...
You cannot function in Introduction to Film without owning Fleiber's Viewpoints in Cinema and Selected Readings in Cinema by Fleiber.
Well, yes, I know. Those are your books, and I want to buy them.
No, they're not to be thought of as my books, Mr. Kellogg. They are required and essential reading, as are the dozen other books which you must own and which will cost you upwards of $700. To Niagara in the sleeper, there's the honeymoon, the sleeper, and the wheels go slow. Wah, wah, wah. I'm doing a paper entitled, And the Wheels Go Slow, Form and Function in 42nd Street.
Oh, well, that'd be a very interesting idea. Take a musical like that.
I suggest you call your family for more money.
Oh, no, that won't work. My stepfather won't help me.
Oh, this is out of Dickens. Mr. Kellogg, you're robbed by a street urchin. You have a wicked stepfather. I don't know what to say.
Well, I'm just trying to explain that I can't get the books right now.
I'm your faculty advisor, not your caseworker. I'm only interested in your academic career, and may I say quite candidly that you're off to an extraordinarily unimpressive start.
Well, I'm sorry, but being new to New York and...
Kellogg?
Excuse me, I have to leave now.
Kellogg!
Hey, excuse me.
I want my money and my stuff. Now!
Mira. No habla inglés.
My money and my clothes, or I call the cops.
No inglés.
Knock it off. I know who you are. Enough with this crap. Well, where's my stuff?
How's this? Give me a hand with the wagon, would you?
You must be joking.
Hey, the party's over. I victimized you in a moment of weakness and now justice is done. So give me a hand.
You have my money? You hear me? You have my money?
Watch your step, kid. The floor's all right.
If you don't give me the money, like, immediately...
Mark, I would love nothing more than to be able to do just that. However, here we run into an awkward moment. Tragically, I suffered from a gambling problem. Right after I left you, I placed a wager on a horse. Predictably.
You lost my money and a horse. All of it.
In retrospect, I'm not sure it actually was a horse.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
Clark, I swear, it was a responsible bet. It was a 4-1 shot. What can I say? We took a beating. The good news is I still got most of your clothes here.
Yeah, well, I'm going to go to the police now.
Clark, why are we talking about the police? You're a college student. I'm a working man. This has nothing to do with the police.
Oh, no? Robbery is still a crime in New York, is it not? It's not legal.
It depends on the circumstances.
Bullshit.
What if I got you a job? An unbelievable opportunity.
Oh, yeah. You're just the guy.
I'm serious. In fact, no. Forget about it.
What?
No. It's irresponsible. So much money.
What is it?
I shouldn't even offer you this job, Clark. But you put me in such an awkward position between my terrible feelings of guilt towards you and my family obligations.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I'm talking about offering you a job that I promised to my sister's kid, Frankie. Be perfect for a college student like yourself. Flexible hours, big money. She's going to kill me, my sister. She's going to get a gun and blow my brains out.
What kind of work is it? Stealing cars?
Hey. You're going to be a cynic here.
You expect me to trust you after you drive away with everything I own?
You don't have to do anything you don't want to do. I'm just giving you a choice, is all. But if you want to make some serious money, be at this address tomorrow afternoon at 2 o'clock.
120 Hester Street, Old World Social Club.
Yeah. He'll be working for my Uncle Carmen. A great man. He's a small one in the family. Be shy, Clark. Come right in.
I wasn't sure if this was actually the place.
This is it. You're in the best neighborhood in New York. Come on, Michael Carmine's waiting for you. Here we go. Over there at the desk, that's him.
Is your uncle?
Yeah, yeah. Look, do me a favor. Don't say anything to him about my gambling, or I'll get you beat.
Come down.
Lorenzo. Come here, Bob. I said, how are you doing?
Not bad.
Very well, he says.
Hello there.
Lorenzo, this is my good friend Clark from Kansas.
Vermont.
Piacere. My heart is filled with much happiness in meeting you, he says.
God almighty.
But I know what you're thinking, a resemblance, right? He's the real thing, the original merchandise. When they saw him, they based the movie. Is he like a mafia guy? No. Local businessman, importer. That's it. What a kiss, huh?
Unbelievable.
Clark, this is my uncle, Carmine Sabatini. Uncle Carmine, this is Clark. Hey, you know, you never told me your last name.
Kellogg.
Kellogg.
Just like the cereal.
Yeah.
Like the breakfast cereal.
You know, your resemblance to the guy.
Clark, have a seat.
Bon appétit.
Hey.
I'd like a nut.
No, thank you.
Like me, Uncle Carmine.
Okay. You ever try Italian coffee?
No.
How would you like to try one? Okay.
Yeah, why not?
Not enough for me, Uncle Carmine.
Lorenzo, per favore, due espresso.
Due espresso, he says.
Mm-hmm. You know, that picture on the wall back there, that wouldn't by any chance be Mussolini.
It ain't Tony Bennett. some of the older members of the club, you know, just, I don't know, they keep it up there for sentiment.
Sentiment?
Yeah, you know, the old days.
Yeah, for the old days. For good or for bad. It'd be like for you, I suppose, a picture of the Beatles.
Yeah, the Beatles.
They're actually before my time.
Well, whatever. Nonsense.
Sure, it's not for political reasons that you keep the picture up of
them.
No, it's definitely not political.
My nephew tells me you're from Kansas.
Vermont.
Well, Vermont, that's
six of one, half a dozen of the other.
You know, the most important thing is we're all Americans. That's right.
Yes, that's right.
Good.
I know.
Now, this is real Italian coffee. It's not like regular coffee. It's, you know what I mean? It's a little strong, so we got to put a little sugar in here to cut the strength of it. Yeah, maybe a little more. So. Take it right there. One go. Salute. Salute. Look around the chest. Well, did my nephew explain this job to you?
No, no, not really. It would be best for you to explain, Uncle Coleman.
Now, this is not complicated work, but it has to be done just right. You know, like all things.
Sure.
And tomorrow at 1 p.m. outside the club, it's going to be parked a car. It's, what is it?
Sedan DeVille.
Sedan DeVille.
That's the type of Cadillac. It's the type of a Cadillac?
Yeah, this is the type of Cadillac. I want you to drive this car to the JFK cargo terminal. Then you're going to pick up a package addressed to Larry, London. You deliver this package to Cherry Hill, New Jersey. What's
it? How far is that, like an all day?
No. That shouldn't take you more than 3 hours the whole trip back and forth.
Well, it's, you know, it depends on the traffic.
Yeah, but I mean, then again, you never know. I mean, you could breeze out there in no time. You could wind up bumper to bumper for 3 hours sitting with your dick in your hand.
Anyway, that's why you need someone who can use the head, that's not going to get upset, emotional, nervous, no matter what happens. Understand?
Right. I understand that.
Yeah. For this service, I'm going to pay you
$500.
$500? Mm-hmm.
Now you see why my sister's so pissed? I mean, angry besides herself. You're going to pull in a grand a week at least.
$1,000 a week?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I'm going to make 2 trips a week, minimum. And then, of course, if things get busy, then maybe more.
Jesus, I hadn't thought of that much money. I don't know.
You don't know what.
Well, just hold on. Let him think. Because this is a sign of intelligence. He's trying to understand what the nature of this job is. So, well, what are your thoughts on this, Ken?
Clark.
Clark.
I have to ask you something. I don't want you to take it the wrong way.
No. Okay,
I'm angry anything.
Go ahead.
I smell a rat.
You smell a rat? You smell the rat.
That's right.
You know why you smell a rat? Because Scott gave your brain, that's why. Because you're asking yourself, Clark, what is this? A man going to pay me $500 a trip to go out, pick up a package and deliver it? Is this what you think?
That's right. That's what I'm feeling.
Well, this is natural. Natural.
Great. So then you understand.
Oh, I understand 1,000%. What? Give me your hand. You know what this is?
You mean taking my hand?
We call this the hand of friendship.
We?
Clark, you don't know what this is, the hand of friendship from my Uncle Coleman.
I want you to take this opportunity. Totally legitimate work for $1,000 a week, and I know that you're not going to disappoint me.
Well, I don't see how I can say no.
Yes. Oh, my, yes.
Yes. Yes.
Good. That's good. Oh, I'm happy. I'm so happy. But I don't know why I'm so happy. That's good.
Everybody
Clark. I want you to come to my house in Queens tonight. He's gonna...
Yeah, you can pick up the keys, Clark. I'll give you directions.
Yeah. You know, I have such good feelings about you. I'm absolutely filled with emotion. I'm not bad at stuff.
No. 15 years, I never saw him take to anybody like that. Never.
Senator, we're both part of the same hypocrisy. But never think it applies to my family.
All right. Some people have to play little games. You play yours. So let's just say that you'll pay me because it's in your interest to pay me. But I want your answer in the money by noon tomorrow. And one more thing. Don't you contact me again, ever. From now on, you deal with Turnbull.
Open that door, sir. I'm Senator. You can have my answer now if you like. My offer is this. Nothing. Not even a fee for the gaming license, which I would appreciate if you would put up personally.
Senator, my offer is this. Nothing. In that one moment, Michael Corleone says that all corruption is equal, that there is no separation between politics and gangsterism. Now, in the Fleiber treatise, Guns and Provolone, what point is made about the similarities between Karl Marx's Das Kapital, Immanuel Kant's Critique of Pure Reason, and the Lake Tahoe scene from Godfather 2, Mr. Kellogg?
Sir.
You haven't read the Fleiber piece?
Oh, well, I'm...
You need tutorial help from Mr. Buschak?
No, sir.
Well, perhaps Mr. Buschak would enjoy helping you prepare a 5-page answer to my question, which I want on my desk by noon tomorrow. Mr. Glassman.
In an evolving society, violence and narcissism replace...
Well, shut up!
I hate this guy.
You're Clark.
Yes, I'm Clark.
I'm Tina, Comrade Sabatini's only daughter.
Oh, I didn't know that he had a daughter, Omi.
He does. I'm her. Come on in.
This is quite a house. It's very European.
Can I get you something to drink? Beer? Sprite?
Oh, no thanks. Jesus, look at that. Wow, what a job they did.
Job?
Copying job, yeah. Found the little cracks and everything.
Oh, this isn't a copy, this is it.
Right.
I'm very serious.
This has to be a copy, okay?
Do you remember... About 10 years ago, the original toured the country.
It did?
They brought it over from the Loop.
Who?
I don't know who. They. It was in the United States, is my point.
And?
And it stayed here. The one they shipped back to Paris, the one behind all that thick glass that all the tourists take the pictures of, that's the copy. My dad thought it was just awful. Such a masterpiece behind all that thick glass. And he had such a special feeling for it. His whole life. Sort of an obsession, really.
So he just ripped it off, the Mona Lisa?
The day it arrived here, I was like 9. My dad unwrapped it out of this huge crate. There was styrofoam and newspaper everywhere. And suddenly, there it was. And he turned to me. I'll never forget this. And he said, "Now I'm happy, sugar. Now I got the Mona Lisa."
Is it safe here in Queens?
Clark. Oh. People don't steal things from my father.
They don't?
No.
Mona Lisa, Mona Lisa, men have named you.
You want to dance?
You're so like
here?
A lady
here.
With a mystic smile. Is it only
kind of hot?
Take your sweater off.
For that Mona Lisa strangeness in your smile. Do you smile to tempt a lover, Mona Lisa? Or is this your way to hide a broken heart? Many dreams have been brought to your doorstep.
So, my dad tells me you're from Nebraska.
Vermont.
So what do you think of New York?
Oh, I stopped thinking 24 hours ago. I'm going on pure instinct.
Hmm. Well, that's what you're supposed to do in New York.
Is your father in the house now?
No. He's, in the Bronx at some meeting. Aunt Angelina!
Why aren't you kidding me? I gotta go to bed.
Oh, Aunt Angelina, this is Clark. Remember Dad mentioned?
Oh?
Clark, the boy who's working for Dad.
I'm going to bed. Watch the deputy. You come up at dinner.
After Clark leaves.
Good night, Aunt Angelina.
Yeah, yeah.
Bye. Dad's sister. She moved in with us when my mother died. I was 4.
I was 6.
Your mom?
No, my dad. But it's never the same.
No, but what can you do?
Nothing.
Nothing. I'll get you the keys to the car. I'm in my sophomore year at the College of the Sacred Virgin. Don't laugh. Next year, I'm switching to Harvard.
Harvard? Jesus, that's really something. I didn't even bother applying there with my grades in high school. Not that they were terrible.
Well, my grades are nothing special. That'd be minus.
So how did you get in? Your boards must have been monsters.
Oh, it's Dad. He called Harvard and said that I wanted to go, and they said, oh, sure.
Wait a minute, are we talking about the same Harvard? It's the one that's in Cambridge, Massachusetts?
Of course. Harvard needs my dad, you know. They don't want strikes by the janitors or whatever, or if they want the laundry done and the gardening, all those great old trees and lawns.
But he's an importer. Right?
It's great meeting you, Clark. Guy from Vermont. Real American. New Englandy.
Hold on. He's an importer. Just tell me.
He's an importer, yes. An extremely powerful importer. There are such people.
So what is it?
What is what?
What is it that I'm picking up at the airport?
Hint? It's pretty big. Bring someone to help you out.
But what is it?
Well, if Dad didn't tell you, I can't really.
It's not going to be like a dead guy in a box or something, is it?
What an imagination. Oh, you're so unbelievably cute. I can't wait to see you again. I could just eat you up. Good luck tomorrow.
boys need me.
Are you Leo?
I am Big Leo.
It just says Leo.
We are the same, Leo and Big Leo.
You're synonymous.
That's right. Okay, fellas, come with me.
You don't bring it out?
No, not this I don't.
Not this I don't. Remember those words.
Not very encouraging.
Here it is, all yours. It arrived this morning on a red eye from Borneo.
I'm going to puke my guts out. What is it?
A lizard.
That thing is a lizard?
Yeah. They call it the Komodo dragon. Makes its home in Indonesia, Sumatra, Komodo Island, in point of fact. And, by the way, tell Mr. Sabatini that this one cost him an extra $8 to get through.
Excuse me?
Just tell him. He'll understand. It'd be all right. Sign here by the ex-recipient.
That's me.
That's you. You're the recipient. Put him in the back seat with the windows open. They gotta have a lot of fresh air, the gills or something like that.
He doesn't have any gills.
Whatever. That's what I was told. Fresh air. And make sure that you get a seatbelt on him. Because if he jumps on you, you got major troubles. Major troubles.
Alan, boy. The dog. It's
yeah. Okay, you know what? We got to pick him up. Yeah. Here.
With what?
With our hands. Here, it's not that bad. You know that?
Look, I agreed to help you. I'm not going to put my life in danger.
That's right. You got to help me out here, for God's sake.
I'm sorry. But
okay,
I'm still
going under the truck.
Handle this animal. I'm not trained. I don't know what to do.
Going under the truck.
All right.
Here, get the door.
I can't. You locked it. Remember, genius?
Right.
Okay? Will you take him?
What?
Just take him for a second. It's okay.
You're the recipient.
Corey, if he stains my suit, I'm going to be pissed. Could you take any longer with this?
Okay. All right. Okay. All right. Okay, now you go around and get the other side. Major trouble.
Okay.
Okay. We got to put the seatbelt on.
You're joking.
No, I am not joking.
There's obviously some piece of precious cargo, this freaking thing.
Hey, come on.
What seatbelt?
Well, put him in this one.
Okay.
Seatbelt? Okay. Get this under his armpit.
What armpit?
This is a lizard armpit. We put it right in.
Oh, that lizard armpit. All right. Realize.
You know, I think he's okay.
Okay, let's go.
Okay.
Happy as a clam.
Okay.
I'm dying. Close the window. Turn on the air conditioner.
He said to leave him open.
Who? Haystack Calhoun? What are they, a zoologist? Give me a break. I'll take full responsibility.
All right. I told you you'd throw up.
Oh, car. My apologies. I gotta open the window. The stench.
Murder. Feeling better now? Got my ankle all gone? God, it stinks in here.
I can't grab it.
We gotta wash it out. Pull over to the gas station.
All right. Excuse me. Hello? I need some water, a hose.
Yeah, around the corner. Help yourself.
Thanks.
This way. It's around the back.
London? Edward?
Oh, look! He's here. Finally.
Are you Edward?
I am. Oh, what a beautiful specimen.
Has this bad boy been swimming?
Oh, well, gee, we wouldn't know. We just took him right here from the airport.
They just love swimming pools. But, Corinne,
你真是怪咯,你这么白呢?
I told him he is a very disobedient dragon. For a joke.
It's a good joke. It's very unusual.
Well, without humor, what do we have?
Hey.
beautiful.
Yes. This is like a zoo?
This is like a zoo.
Can you believe this? So what do you like, exhibit rare animals?
On occasion.
Who are these boys? Our mind said one boy. Here are two.
Young man, this is Mr. Larry London.
Mr. London, I'm Clark Kellogg.
Our mind said one boy. Here are two.
Well, I realize that, sir. Yes, we are two boys, two, as you quite rightly point out. However, since I'm somewhat new to the area, and this particular parcel was quite bulky, so it's a suggestion of Tina.
Ah, the schöne Tina.
The beautiful Tina.
Oh, the schöne Tina.
Yes, the beautiful Tina. Again, sir, if there was any misunderstanding, it's certainly...
Our mind said one boy, and he has two.
You gotta like this guy. It
smells like basil.
Very good. The cream basil sauce.
Oh, so you're actually a chef. I wasn't clear what you did.
And now you'll get your money. The money... The money is conveyed in a brown paper bag. Not very attractive, I know.
Oh, that's fine, sir. No problem.
If it is in your nature to count it, I will not be offended.
That won't be necessary. I certainly trust you and Mr. Sabatini.
Mein Herz schwebt in Blut. That means my heart swims in blood.
Yeah.
I believe that's a Bengal tiger, ladies and gentlemen.
Something is way off. Way off.
How are you, darling? How's New York?
Oh, well, I miss you too, like crazy. At the risk of sounding like,
you know, like a mother.
No, he's asleep, thank God. Why?
Well, the thing is, I got this job. Will you listen? New York is unbelievably expensive. I had to. Well, mostly involved driving. And, picking up this reptile.
What kind of a reptile? Clark, I don't...
It's a Komodo dragon.
Who? Komodo dragon?
You never heard...
No, I never heard of this.
Yeah, would you mind looking it up?
What?
Komodo. Is that with a K?
Right.
Koala Mundi. Kodiak. Komodo dragon, here we go.
Latin name is Varanus comodensis.
Main prey are deer and wild pig.
There are seven dragons in zoos outside Indonesia. Oh, my God.
What?
Oh, Clark.
What?
Chances for survival are considered hopeless. Clark, it's an endangered species.
Oh, my God. Are you sure about this, Mom?
There's a red asterisk next to it.
Virtually extinct. Clark, what is this
job? Come on, dragon.
No. Don't worry.
Obviously, I didn't know.
That's him.
You sure?
Absolutely. That's Dwight Armstrong's steps. Unbelievable.
Ah, buongiorno.
Buongiorno.
Is Mrs. Sabatini here?
Yes. Come in.
Thank you.
Charlie, wait a minute. General Motors was downtown pointing in and called me. Huh? What about Polaroid? It went down. Down what? Charlie, I told you before. I don't like it when it goes out. You know, I used to have another broker, and he bought stocks for me, and they went down, and it got very unpleasant, Charlie. Very unpleasant. So, wait a minute. That's right. That's right. So the next time you call me, I want to have good news. Right? That's only good news. I must be getting soft. Out of business. You know, but you know, the business in this country is run by children. It's not that. It's.
Honey,
forget it. How about a nice espresso?
No, thank you.
Due espresso.
Sir, I have to talk to you.
You know, I want to tell you something. Just before Larry Miller called me, he starts talking about you. He couldn't stop talking. I went on and on.
Seems like a very interesting man.
You know, I heard you had a little adventure in the mall.
Oh, you did?
Of course.
Clock.
What's on your mind?
I have to talk to you. It's about these. Thank you. It's about these animals, these reptiles.
And what about?
They're endangered.
Not anymore. They're sure easy to find.
No. It's against the law to take them into this country. It's a crime.
Are you speaking generalities?
You assured me that my work here was completely legitimate.
What are you talking about? It's perfectly legitimate.
No, it's not. I'm illegally transporting endangered species. Please, sir. I'd like to be let out.
This is an impossibility.
What do you mean? Why
look, that clock. I have a certain standing in the business community. Now, how's it going to look? Young college kid going to make me look like a fool? I mean, this is humiliation. It's infamy. You know, people are going to start saying, what's wrong with them? I mean, you understand what I'm talking about?
I would never tell a soul. I mean, it wouldn't leave this club.
Wait a minute.
I only mean that.
Are you trying to hurt my feelings?
No. No. That's not the issue at all.
I'm going to say something. In my heart. You're a great boy. I mean, you are one of a kind.
Well, thank you.
No, really, the kind of kids I used to have working for me at all. Smokes and muffins. But you're from Connecticut.
It's nothing personal. It has nothing to do with you.
Well, in any discussion about our relationship, we're not going to forget about the most important thing.
Which is?
You married my daughter. You should have Dana last night. Clark this, Clark that, Daddy. She wants to get married yesterday. You gotta wait till spring. You can't plan these things. I mean, the food, place, the time of year, who to invite, who not to invite, that's important. You gotta figure that, let's see, my business associates, must be 2,000 people. And I'm not even talking about the senators, the congressmen, the judges, and I don't forget the police department. But, you know, love doesn't ask these questions. Am I right?
Yeah. I guess.
want you to come outside. I got a little surprise for you. Come on. Come on.
Sir, I don't know where this talk of marriage began, but I'm really not ready. I'd really like to sample life a little bit first.
Well, no, but after you get married, you sample life. I mean, this is what men do. And marriage is an institution. It's a bedrock of society. What you're talking about is a woman. This is self-understood. But what I'm talking about is social order.
Sir, try to put yourself in my position.
Oh, I wish I could, Clarky. You're such a beautiful boy. You know why I'm so nuts about you?
I don't know.
I'll tell you. Because you're not a sneak. You come down here to my club. You open your heart to me. You say whatever's on your mind. And that's how I know you're not going to be a snake. A snake in a glass. That's how I know you're going to be loyal to me. Until death. Until death. Like a real son.
Oh, I don't know.
A son I never had. Not much, but it's from my heart.
This for me?
Who's the luckiest guy in the world?
Why don't you go take it for a little spin? Go pick up Tina. She's waiting for you at school.
I understand.
Sometimes in life, these emotions are beyond words. Go ahead. Hey, Buona Fortuna.
College of the Sacred Virgin and Queen. The address is in the glove compartment.
Let's move it.
You kissed me on the mouth. Fuck, you know how big this is? Baci di tutti baci. The kiss of all kisses. That's the highest. You're in now for life. It's like we're brothers. God bless you and keep you. Anything goes wrong with that car, you call me. We'll get you another one. You have fun.
Really wanted to be very conventional, old-fashioned.
Tina.
Oh, hi, Clark.
Hi, we have to talk.
Clark, this is Father Frank of the music department. We were just discussing music for the wedding. I was thinking of the Ave Maria for the reception.
Would you excuse us for a moment?
Of course, and congratulations, Father.
Thank you, Father.
You're hurting my arm.
Well, I'm a little tense. I was just involved in a high-speed car chase.
And?
Listen, maybe these things are part of your everyday life, but not mine. There are people after me now. They're flashing their lights, and obviously I have to get away.
Oh, don't be ridiculous. It's part of a working day.
It is not part of a working day.
Listen, you made a commitment to my father. Nobody forced you.
This is beyond commitment. This is like slavery. People telling me when and to whom I'm getting married.
You don't want to marry me?
I don't want to marry anybody. Not yet.
So we'll wait. You don't have to rush into anything, darling. As long as I know that you're waiting for me, that you're part of the family, which you are now permanently.
What is with this permanently? Your father kissed me on the mouth. Vic tells me I'm in for life.
You are.
I'm not. It's all a fluke. I got ripped off by this guy, this Vic, and I caught up to him. What?
You think it was an accident that you, quote, caught up to him. You were chosen, Clark. You were hand-picked. And it is life's greatest honor.
What are you talking about?
My cousin Vic has always had great instincts about people. He saw you where? Grand Central?
It was all a setup from the beginning?
Setup is so negative. Clark, there's so many levels to this thing you can't imagine.
I don't want to hear about the levels. I just want my life back.
I can't talk to you when you're so hysterical. This isn't the Clark I know.
What is the deal, please? What is it? Am I some kind of dupe? They looked through the Putney yearbook and they said, oh, here's a chump.
Are you serious? A dupe? You think I'd be marrying a dupe? Everybody's talking about the job you're doing. It's all over town. Larry London called my father. Said how bright you were. How gentle. How perceptive. You weren't all those things. Do you think Vic would be out this afternoon getting you a gun permit?
A gun permit? I don't need a gun permit.
You have to have one if you're going to be carrying a gun. God, people are chasing you.
That's quite a story. Charming.
Well, I can't take it quite so lightly, sir.
No, no, it has a real film noir quality, don't you think? Smuggling lizards into New Jersey. I mean, if it was done right, black and white, grainy, sort of a kiss-me-deadly feeling.
It's not an idea for a film, it's my actual life.
Life and art, Kellogg, are one and the same when perceived through the twin lenses of...
Clark Kellogg. Mr. Kellogg, I'm Chuck Greenwald. This is Lloyd Simpson. We're from the Department of Justice, Fish and Wildlife Division. We've been trying to reach you.
This is what I've been talking about.
I know nothing about it. We were simply discussing a film project. Oh, God, I'm running late. Excuse me, please.
Mr. Keller.
So, this is actually a federal office?
We're undercover, Mr. Keller.
Special agents.
Well, I think I'd better contact a lawyer.
That's your privilege. You have a lawyer?
My stepfather, I guess. What?
Mr. Kellogg, your stepfather turned you in.
My stepfather? How the hell did he know anything about this?
Mr. Kellogg, leave you know, Carmine Sapatini, also known as Jimmy the Toucan.
Toucan, I never heard. My stepfather? My own stepfather?
You know Mr. Hans Kurt Schlegel, alias Larry London?
Well, we've met. I wouldn't say that I know him in the same...
These men are fiends, Mr. Kellogg. And it's up to you to put an end to their unspeakable activities.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Mr. Kellogg, You ever heard mention of Gourmet Club?
No. Sabatini and Schlegel established the Gourmet Club operation in 1985. It's a movable feast, never the same location twice. Dinner is served every 3 to 6 months, depending on the catch.
No prices there.
The minimum price for eating at this club is $200,000 per plate.
For dinner?
Not just dinner, Mr. Kelly. The entire menu consists of endangered species.
They cook these animals?
They cook these animals, yes, sir, for an international clientele of degenerates, scum, Euro trash.
And people pay $200,000 to eat these animals?
Minimum.
The more endangered a species, the higher the price tag. If there is 5 or less in the world, the entree goes up to $500,000. For the privilege of eating the very last of a species?
Cool million.
We figure the dragon will go for about $350 a plate. It'll be served off the bone with a cream basil sauce. That's Schlegel's trademark. If they fillet it, Schlegel likes to fillet, we know that. They can get 60 servings out of one dragon. That's a $20 million haul.
I don't believe Mr. Sabatini would do that.
Well, who do you think he is? Bishop Tutu?
I just don't believe he'd do that.
Believe it! I want Sabatini's, and I want them before they serve up that poor animal.
You just tell us where they're going to serve it, and when.
You're asking me to be an informer.
Be an informer, or you're looking at 2 years in Leavenworth.
2 years? You lock me up for 2 years?
I sure would. Unless you give us the old man.
Well, I gotta think about it.
There's a kind of freedom in being completely screwed, because you know things can't get any worse.
Clark, you can't just split.
I mean, what would you do?
I would probably turn him in and hate myself.
You could do that?
I don't know.
For Clark Kellogg to sit with you in one of these rooms.
He's here. Come right in. Yes, he's here.
Oh. What's that?
You know, Clark mentioned something, but I had no idea that the resemblance.
This is Steve Bouchac, my roommate.
This is 17.
My pleasure, sir.
I wonder if you could leave us alone for a few minutes. I want to talk to my son-in-law.
I'd really like to stay, if that's okay.
Huh?
I'd like to stay out of the quiet as a mouse.
No, if you could just leave us alone, I'd really appreciate it, you know.
Say no more. Let me get a pair of shoes. I'll be on my way.
Could you put them down outside with us? I
always do that. Yeah.
Go ahead. I'll ask you something. Followed me.
Followed you?
Yeah. A little bit this evening.
You know, Clark, I know when somebody's telling me. I left the club and you go around someplace on the street, in the doorway. Someplace. Because I feel these things, you know. Is this true?
Yes. I had a lot of money.
No. You don't have to explain it. It's, you know, I'm like... Well, looks like I'm ready for bed.
Soon.
Oh, you want me to read your bedtime story?
Sir?
You know, Tina used to love Curious George the Monkey. Every night I told her a different story. Curious George goes there. Curious George goes there. She knew more by heart.
I think that my real father used to read me those. Who was the guy who, used to take care of Curious George, his keeper?
Oh, yeah, you mean the man in the yellow hat?
The man with the yellow hat.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus.
Is this, your real dad?
Uh-huh. And that's me when I was 3. I was 6 when he died. Motorcycle accident.
What kind of business was he in?
He was a poet. He taught English at the Putney School.
You know any of his poems?
A few of them.
Could you tell me one?
One of his poems?
Yeah. Just tell me a little short one.
Well, there's one that I like called A Doorway on Boylston Street. You know, in Boston?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, it's been a while since I did it out loud.
Oh.
All right. There's a certain doorway on Boylston Street that I passed by on foot, suited and shod, one of many each Tuesday, toward lunch with a certain woman. Regarded each Tuesday by the perfect turning gaze of a white Persian regarding me, love-bound, sped by desire, and returning to the certainty of his fur.
It's the cat on the doorway.
Yeah.
The certainty of his fur.
You liked it?
I like it very much. Very much. And I like especially the fact that he remembers poem. That's nice. Well, you know, that's all I want to say, really. And if there's, you know, anything you have to tell me, I know that you will.
Yes.
You know, Clark, you told me before that you wanted to quit your job, and if that's what you want, it's all right. I'm going to miss you. But, it's all right. Get a good sleep. I couldn't. Yeah. Well, this is college. I didn't miss nothing.
You broke my heart.
afraid of. A moment of epiphany. Michael Corleone kisses his brother full on the lips. An astonishing image, at once suggestive of love, inversion, power. And in this world of duplicity and corruption, is there anything finally more important than loyalty?
No.
To friends, to family. And who deserves our loyalty? Yeah?
Sir, I just need Clark Kellogg for a second.
Oh, you just need Clark Kellogg for a second? And why, may I ask, is it so urgent that you see Mr. Kellogg?
I'm Carmine Sabatini's daughter, Tina.
Do you meet the toucan?
Nobody really calls him that. Clark? Just one second, I swear.
Up, Mr. Kellogg, up.
I'll be back as soon as I can.
No hurry, Mr. Kellogg. I'm really quite impressed.
Yes, he's quite a remarkable person.
Yes, I'm sure he is. Is there any chance I can meet him?
I'd say that's a long shot.
My father thinks that Clark is an A student.
Yes, he's a very fine young man.
An A student, that's what my father said.
Yes, okay. Absolutely.
Okay.
A plus.
Okay.
Have a wonderful... give my best to your dad.
Jimmy, the toucan. Are you out of your skull, threatening Fleaver?
Hey, I was helping you.
Well, I don't need your help here, you understand?
Fine, so I won't.
Fine. Where are we going, anyway? Huh?
I want to be around to pick up the pieces when somebody breaks your heart. Somebody twice as smart as I. But somebody who will swear to be true as you used to do with me.
Thick waves.
Who'll lead
that's
you
nice.
To learn that misery loves company. Wait and see.
Sir, we have to talk.
Oh, we gotta talk.
Yes, yes, we do. I have things to bring up with you. Very important things.
Now, do you have the clothes?
They're in the locker room.
I want you to get the clothes and sir, change, and then we'll drive us out. Pull
them out. Drive us out? Where?
We're going to the nightclub. This is Friday.
No, but sir, I have to talk to you first.
You gotta go now. We'll talk in the car.
You promise?
Every word I say, by definition, is a promise. Come on. Come on.
The idea of driving a Porsche had always been appealing to me. Until now.
You ever read Newsweek?
Sometimes.
I'm very, very worried about this ozone business. I'm really very concerned.
Sir, I have to talk to you.
Yeah, I know you do. You wanted to talk to me last night, but couldn't do it. I know it's going to take about a day.
There's federal officers after me.
Did you get their names?
Lewald and Simpson. They told me that they would put me in jail for 2 years unless I led them to the gourmet club.
No, they're not going to send you to jail.
Oh, they're not?
No, they're going to blow your brains out.
I just want to say you gentlemen have done an outstanding job.
Well, thank you. We appreciate it.
These two guys work for the Minnelli family. And they work out of South Amboy.
They don't work for the government?
No, they do work for the government. But they're not around to take with the Minnellis.
Staggering, isn't it, Clark? The corruption.
Yeah, the corruption is...
Look at him, driving around with mobsters.
A college kid. Very upsetting.
So, these guys are after you for the Benellis, and they just use me And once they get you...
We're gonna edge you.
Oh, my God, this is terrible.
Well, that's the way it's done, you know. I'm sorry I got you in this mess, but... You remember? We'll figure out a way to get you out of it.
My God. He had a way out of this. A high-risk plan designed to entrap Greenwald and Simpson and get him out of the endangered species racket forever. Hint? It involved using me and the lizard as bait. This was to be the final dinner of the Fabulous Gourmet Club.
Daughter Tina and her fiancé, Mr. Clark Kellogg, from the great state of Montana. Let's have a nice gourmet club welcome for Carmine and a happy couple. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the moment we've all been waiting for. The moment that makes the Gourmet Club the special place that it is. Our main course, served for the very last time on this, our planet Earth, your Komodo Dragon.
With so many species, he took the town by storm with his continental taste and charm.
Only this cornfield is completely deserted.
Good. I'll take a Rob Roy with a twist. What do you want?
Diet Coke.
Diet Coke. Did my uncle bring up the date?
Yeah. We're all going to be killed by Greenwald and Simpson. They're part of the Benelli family. We're working out of South Amboy.
Well, that's stretching the little plot. There's a chance we're all going to be killed. It's not like a lock. The thing to do is get you adequately prepared.
It's an Italian passport.
Open it up. Is that a piece of work or what? What is this? Rodolfo Lasperi? Look, I gotta tell you. The odds are pretty good. We're all gonna be on a plane to Palermo, Sicily tonight at midnight if we're to walk.
I wanna go to Palermo, Sicily.
Have you ever been there?
No, of course not.
And you really can't make an informed judgment, can you, Rudolph?
I'm not going. I can't take it anymore, do you understand? I don't want to spend the rest of my life running around and hiding. I can't take it. I want this resolved already.
You do?
Yes. Why are you smiling?
Because as usual, my Uncle Carmine was right. You're ready. You're ready for...
What does this mean, ready for Freddy?
It means it's showtime. It means in 2 minutes you go outside and you signal the feds.
What the hell is that thing for?
Fish and Wildlife does not mean we're social workers, Mr. Armstrong.
Ladies and gentlemen, your co-host for this evening, Mr. Larry London.
Ladies and gentlemen, guten Abend, meine sehr verehrten Damen und Herren. Bonsoir, mesdames et messieurs. This is a very special evening for all of us, for tonight you will be eating one of only 8 Komodo dragons left in the entire world. Which is why it has been priced at $350,000 a plate, service included. Thank you for paying in advance. Without these monies.
Smells good. I want you to take half of it and put the rest of it in the steamer.
Thank you. Right.
Go ahead.
Bon appetit.
I think he wants you to, you know, help him with the dragon.
Okay.
Good luck. Not that you'll need it. I mean, everybody has such confidence.
Well, I go work on my farm no more. No, I go to work on my farm no more. Well, I wake up in the morning, throw my hands and pray for rain. Got a head full of ideas, and they're driving me insane.
Get a signal on us.
Sure?
Absolutely.
My heart was pounding as I crossed the dance floor. In a few minutes, I would be free, or dead, or Rudolfo Lasperi of Palermo, Sicily. It was all up to me now. The show was about to begin. Lizard looked even more nervous than I was. We were in the same boat.
All right, everybody out. Get out.
Wildlife. Carmine Sabatini and Hans Clerk Schlegel.
Please.
I warrant your arrest.
What's the charge?
Illegal importation and attempted slaughter of Varanus komodensis, also known as the Komodo dragon. It's over, old man.
You betrayed me.
No.
Yeah, you betrayed me.
No!
Stop that. Grab it up for your nose off.
Sir!
How could you do
that? Sir! You're wrong.
Okay,
sir.
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 Oh, God. Come on.
You
I had no choice. You all saw that.
You had no choice. It was fate.
No matter how you may be feeling, kid, you're a hero.
I'm numb.
Cigarette?
Oh, yeah. I love it. I had real feeling for it.
I'm sure you did. A technical matter, Beth. The money. We need it for evidence.
Oh. Yeah, it's over there in the large tureen.
Good work, kid. We gotta go impound the evidence.
Im Anfang war das Wort.
Job well done. Everybody wait here.
Das Wort war bei Gott.
Congratulations. Come on.
Gott war das Wort.
I guess we should go.
I'm not going anywhere.
Son.
Don't call me son.
I had no choice.
You had a choice. Not to turn me in.
If it was your son, you
if
would
it
have...
was my son, I would have treated him like he was my son. If he was my stepson, I would treat him like he was my son.
Clark, that animal...
Dwight, good night. You tell Mom I'll call her tomorrow. Good night.
FBI, gentlemen. Charles Greenwald, Lloyd Simpson. You're under arrest for violating your oath of office.
Behind your back.
Conspiracy to commit fraud, extortion, violation of the RICO Act. Put the cuffs on these people.
The old man set us up.
Sabatini.
With the kid.
Watch the corn, gentlemen.
Too old for this nonsense.
We done?
We're done.
How you doing?
I'm a wreck.
I don't mean to interrupt, but they're getting a little restless in there.
All right, let's go, Hans. What are we serving this for dinner?
Hawaiian tiger fish mixed with smoked turkey from Virginia.
Smoked turkey? This whole thing's been a scam? This gourmet thing?
This is an ugly word, this scam. This is business. And if you want to be in business, it's what you do.
$350,000 for smoked turkey. But they were having a great time on this last night of the gourmet club. Dwight was on a bus to Vermont. Greenwald and Simpson were on their way to jail. And the animals were en route to the Bronx Zoo to be housed in the new Sabatini Endangered Species Wing. Carmine was a philanthropist now. And me? I was just a student.
Mona Lisa, Mona Lisa, men have named. You're so like the lady with a mystic smile.
If you'd known, you never would have done any of it.
Of course not.
That's why we never told you.
Lonely, they have blamed.
So he knew all along that Dwight was my stepfather? And they call those fish and wildlife guys?
Of course. In your smile.
He's like a genius.
Do you
He's like a genius.
To tempt a lover, Mona Lisa. Or is this your way to hide a broken heart?
Good night, Phoebe.
Many dreams have been
brought. You have always been my great love.
Your
now I can say it to you since I'm leaving.
Fantastic job, young man. Great.
Wunderbar. Are you warm? Are you real?
We gotta go hit some clubs. Nice working with you. Take it easy.
Come, Edward. Mach schnell.
Lovely work of art.
Show's over.
So marriage is...
playing.
But, you know, not that I was...
No, I know. Tell you one thing I'd really like.
What's that?
I'd like to spend the night with you in your dorm room or something.
Really?
Yes, very much.
Well, I would love that. Get to know each other under calmer circumstances.
Many dreams have been brought to your doorstep. They just lie there, and they die there. Are you warm? Are you real, Mona Lisa? Or just a cold and lonely, lovely work of art?
I'll go help Vic.
Well, it's all over now. I can go back to Vermont.
You remember where I'm from?
I always know. You know, I'm sorry you had to go through all this nonsense, but turned out pretty good.
Sure. It was just, you know, it just was.
I'm going to tell you something. You were brave enough. I was proud of you.
Thank you.
Anyway, hope you have a good life. Arrivederci.
Arrivederci, sir. Arrivederci.
You know, I meant everything I told you, Clark.
Yeah, well, they don't really walk.
Ah, yeah, he's...
Let me get him.
Wait a minute. He's not hazy.
No, I can pick him up.
Let me help him.
Let me
help
you.
I got
him.
Wait.
You got
him.
There you go. I got him.
You know what? I forgot to tell you something. You know, when you finish film school, I like to call you. Because I know a lot of people in Hollywood.
Oh, really?
I could kick a couple of doors open for you.
Oh.
Give you a couple of opportunities,
oh,
you know.
Oh,
yes,
no, you know, I don't think that that's necessary.
No, really. It's easy for me. Just make a phone call.
No,
make it easy for you.